Thank you. I have a first question to start the discussion, and I think that what is interesting that we are exactly in the middle of the old town, in the center of the old town, as a perfect example of a kind of modern reconstruction, changing many details, changing the functions, like inventing the new new function for the new society after the war. But what would be interesting, I think, I would like to ask you about your opinion about Hans Stimann and his way of thinking about the reconstructions in Berlin. Because what is, I think, crucial here in Poland, that of course, like everywhere, there is this opposition in the, like in the communist newspeak, where we have an important figure, old and new. And this figure was invented to just to, of course, manipulate for political reasons. And for example, the old town was the old in the moment where they wanted to reconstruct it, and this opposition, the figure of old and new, and the whole symbolic discussion behind, which is visible in the new the palace, the Preußischer Palace, to be reconstructed with the old and new again, the combining the symbolics and everything together. I would ask you about the general policy. What do you think about the policy which was important in this kind of reconstruction supported by Stimann in Berlin? And also using old and new urban tissue and stylistics. What is interesting, and I would pose such a question, would you find anything positive about, because I know that there was a very intensive debate and critique around about Stimann, and would you find anything positive in his work and in his thinking about the city? Because there were voices, for example, that in this thinking about the city, there were some, because very often we are also critical about Potsdamer Platz and his, like as an investment, and maybe everybody, but here in Warsaw there is such like debate around comparing Berlin and Warsaw and Potsdamer Platz and Centrum of Warsaw. And for example, I heard such a positive voice that in this whole manipulation, old and new, reconstruction, Friedrichstrasse, new old buildings, positive thing is that there were, for example, no neoliberal towers in Berlin. That this is positive. Could you find any positive aspects of his thinking? Sorry for being so long.
No, not worse. I think it's a quite interesting question, because I think the interesting thing about Stimann's position is that he and other people from this scene employed a lot of kind of left-wing arguments. Because this is why, as well, like showed again, like the kind of struggles in the 70s, like against the kind of modernist like redevelopments, because this is basically where these people came from. But I think the crucial difference is that, and this already splits in the 80s, where you have the Internationale Bauausstellung in Berlin, where you have the kind of, which is split in two parts, like the Internationale Bauausstellung old and Internationale Bauausstellung new. And what's the old part was concerned mostly with like the preservation of the old neighborhoods and with little interventions, how you can improve living qualities there. And the new what was built about building new. And this is also where the idea and the term of the critical reconstruction was termed. But whereas in the Iber Alt, it was very much about preserving cheap living space and preserving communities. Whereas already you can see in the Iber Neu that it's very much about like kind of formalist thinking about the city, about like this is where all this Schwarzplan thing comes from. And I think me personally, actually, I don't care if kind of neoliberal politics come in form of a high rise or in form of a castle or a whatever neoclassicist villa. For me, what's count is kind of what's the content of a building, like, and what kind of social relations does a building facilitate. And I think this actually, like, yeah, in a way, this is how I see in Berlin, actually, like, how with this argument we actually it was highly nationalistically charged, this argument, because it was like you could figure like the evil multinational American corporations and all this kind of international capital coming here, we're going to prevent that by building like in a traditional Berlin style and to keep like the typical things of Berlin. But actually not the typical things of Berlin were kept, but a whole new language of architecture was invented, which was not connected to any practice on the ground. So it was like also, of course, multinational capital coming in, investing in the Berlin real estate market, but it just got a different form, not the form of a high rise, not the typical. And yeah, I think it's, In a way, I find a kind of nationalistically charged neoliberal castle even worse than a neoliberal tower, because a neoliberal tower is just what it is. It's just like investment in real estate market. It's a symbol of power, of you see what you get, basically. Whereas with the castle, it's like so much harder to decipher in a way what kind of politics are behind it.
Może Państwo chcecie zadać jakieś pytania?